This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yavaraj
and Christine Wong.
We have a question for you that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, we'll have an update from the KLCI at break, courtesy of Arvind.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.42% at 1,527 points. Active stocks include Pasukas Group Berhad, JCY International Berhad, and Sapura Energy Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.14 against the US dollar. It is at 3.05 against the Aussie dollar. And 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
If you're only just joining us, we are asking a question of whether or not you're comfortable going on business trips again yet. Why or why not? Just before the break, we managed to speak with Laura Holdsworth, is the managing director from SAP Concur in Southeast Asia. We got her opinion on stuff. We had a bit of a chat about that. That's what we were talking about then. If you'd like to contribute, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Topic number two, then, about how businesses in JB are taking a major hit without the usual support of Singaporeans or Malaysians, of course. So this is from the Malaysian Insight. Nearly 50% of JB's businesses come from Singaporeans or Malaysians living there. But, of course, the strict travel arrangements imposed by both countries are forcing many businesses to shut down. Malaysia imposed the MCO on March the 18th, while Singapore enforced their circuit breaker on the April the 7th. Circuit breaker's got such a cooler ring to it.
Yes, I just wanted to say, it sounds so cool.
Right? With the border between these countries, of course, being shut for months, between 400,000 and 500,000 Malaysians and Singaporeans who travel between the countries for work have stopped coming to JB. And although the RMCO and the gradual reopening of the economy has been in place for more than 3 months now, JB's economy remains weak. The JB Chinese Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Lo Kwek-shin said many of the city's leading businesses depend on Singaporeans or Malaysians returning from the city-state, with the two groups making up between 30 and 50% of all revenue. Here's a quote from him. They used to cross the border every day, sometimes bringing their children and families during the weekends for sightseeing and shopping. Now that we've lost these customers, the markets have lost a good deal of foot traffic, resulting in losses of up to 70%. He goes on to say the food and beverage and entertainment sectors are the hardest hit, with an estimated 40% of bars, nightclubs and massage parlors closing down. JB's traditional coffee shops used to enjoy good business, and they would usually start opening for business very early in the morning. Now you can barely see anyone around. He said that between 40 to 50% of the association's 300 members are uncontactable since the pandemic began.
Yeah.
We're not clear if they've closed permanently or temporarily, he goes on to say. He said that businesses at the traditional coffee shops barely improved after the RMCO began and believe that many of their members will have to shutter their restaurants. Another quote, everyone was hoping that the borders will fully reopen after August 31st and business will improve. But after the Prime Minister announced a further extension until December 31st, of course, all hope of regrouping has gone. Many businesses have lost up to 50% of earnings due to the border closures, and they're only surviving on their food business. A terrible state of affairs happening down there in JB.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just in JB, though, is it? It's, you know, that clearly is a big indicator of how things are down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing a lot of smaller businesses, in fact, starting to just shutter their doors, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also, you know, that might have to do with the fact that, states outside of KL don't necessarily have that, like, delivery infrastructure as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that's a massive hit. Like, when you can't really do a lot of these, like, food deliveries or, like, e-commerce deliveries and stuff like that, I think that is a massive contributor to to how not well they're doing, unfortunately.
I mean, he did say that, you know, businesses are also concentrating more on online sales and services due to the current environment. But you can't order Grab over the border. You can't order, you know, Food Panda over the border.
Yep.
Difficult state of affairs to be in.
I mean, there's only so far technology can go, right?
Mm.
So just now we were talking about whether we were comfortable flying and stuff. And I said that, you know, I would still drive and not take the plane anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Like, there was a quote here that said everyone was hoping the borders will fully reopen by August 31st and business will improve.
Mm.
By that logic, we would be, like, sitting in the studio, we would be like, no, let's just be a bit more, slower about it. Let's be careful. But in a way, every time we say that, businesses suffer.
Mm.
So it's a kind of, it's a weird conflict, right?
Yeah, I do see your point. I think, to me, there's always been a bit of a strange push and pull between, do we let the economy suffer or do we risk people's health?
Yeah.
That's a very difficult debate that, we don't really have a strict answer to.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that domestic tourism, could really go a long way. And I think that's why it is kind of important. I have traveled out of KL recently. It was just with my family and we barely left the car / hotel room, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But that was something that, was refreshing. And I think that was something that, we do have to keep encouraging, as long as, again, we follow SOPs and we try to keep things as safe and as hygienic as possible.
Mm.
But hopefully that can be part of the solution, especially for JB's economy at the moment.
Honest answer, when it was announced that the RMCO was being extended to 31st of December,
mm-hmm.
how did that make you feel?
Oh, relieved.
Yeah,
100%.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have to admit the same too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we stand, folks. Where do you stand? I mean, of course, the question that we're asking is a related question. Are you comfortable going on business trips again yet? Why or why not? You can let us know via WhatsApp or Twitter or Instagram. All the details by now. But if you don't, I'm going to give you a reminder now. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let's have some music to take us into our final story of the day. It's Lord with Royals here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.